This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm not going to revert back to talking about crime statistics daily, or weekly rather, over the weekend, but I will talk about them periodically to make a point. And I want to make a point of making sure that you understand that while you recharge your batteries, you can't forget nothing's changed. As the old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. So if you were to pull up New Year's shooting, here's what's funny. Google will add the city. If you say New Year's shootings 2024, Google will go Chicago, Cincinnati, Springfield. It'll ask you, do you have a particular city you want to look for, or do you just want generic? Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Let's begin with the city that's iconic for crime, particularly murder and mayhem, Chicago, Illinois. Post New Year's Eve 2023, going into New Year's 2024. This is not going to shock you much, but I have to read this to you because it's so interesting. The city of Chicago marked the beginning of the new year with its first homicide just seconds after midnight. In addition, nearly half a dozen shootings resulting in injuries were reported. Literally seconds into the new year, somebody died in Chicago. Not a happy new year for that person. They go on, they said, Chicago police indicate a decrease in the number of shooting incidents and victims shot and murders for the year 2023. However, the year 2024 has begun with a concerning start, witnessing five people shot in just 45 minutes. And then they go on to document the shootings and where they occurred and who got shot where, which I'm not going to bore you with the details. You probably don't know who these neighborhoods or whatever anyway. But I did go further. Los Angeles had the first mass shooting of 2024 on New Year's Day. Now, before I go into any more detail about the different scenarios here, here's what I want you to understand. In the most celebratory day of the year, where everybody goes, you know, old lang syne, out with the old, in with the new, let's all look forward, let's be progressive, and all these progressive cities, all these cities where, you know, the beacon shines bright on the, you know, it's all full of Democrats and Plutopians and what have you. And seconds into the new year in Chicago, somebody's killed. Not day two, but day one of the new year, we get our first mass shooting in Los Angeles, where, I don't know, what do they say here? Two killed in New Year's Day shooting in downtown LA. First mass shooting of 2024. That's the title. And the story started out where eight people got shot, two people got killed. Then it was 10 people were shot and two people were killed. And I don't know if they even know what the body count is. You ready for another? Here's, I believe this was in Jacksonville. After 2023 ended with the death of a 16-year-old among 11 killings in the final 2 weeks in Jacksonville, the new year has begun much the same, with a 14-year-old struck down by gunfire, and they give the location. That's Jacksonville, Florida. You ready for this one? Cincinnati. At 3:30 p.m. Monday afternoon, police identified the victim as 17-year-old Edwin Arrington. So a 17-year-old kid was shot and killed in the middle of the afternoon on New Year's Day in Cincinnati. I pulled others. And let's see, this is Charlotte, North Carolina. jail records show he was arrested, now they're talking about the person, but this guy shot five people at Romare Bearden Park. New Year's Eve, shot those folks. Albany police investigating the first homicide of 2024. Here's what I'm telling you, people. We aren't even a hot minute into the year, and you already have these urban indoctrination centers with people dying. Police. Two men shot at Connecticut strip club on New Year's Eve. Ready for this one? Man 19 charged in New Year's shooting of five people. Yep. That was a Charlotte incident again, so I don't want that. That was a repeat, so I apologize for that one. Anyway, point is, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Whatever problems that we had in 2023, we're going to talk about them again and again and again. And what I tell you is this. When we finally get to the point where we decide we're going to solve problems, that's when we'll start winning as conservatives. This is no different than Africa. People ask me, because when I was traveling in Africa, well, Kevin, what is it going to take? I said, solving the problem. Nobody wants, you know what happens if you're an African leader and you decide we're going to really fix the problem? They kill you. Well, metaphorically, that's what they do here. Donald Trump came in to fix problems. You know what they did? They metaphorically killed him. They ousted him in a coup. And then they want to hang him in effigy. Donald Trump is the bad guy. I'd love for you to reflect on Trump versus Biden. Reflect on Trump versus anybody except Bill Clinton, and you're going to get a pretty doggone good track record. And yet, he's demonized compared to Hitler multiple times. His supporters given the nickname of a maggot. This is where we are. We're talking about one issue here, folks, crime. And I ask you, what's going to be different this year? You think, name me any city. And I'm telling you, I could have gone city by city by city by city. Two people shot, five people shot, killed, blah, blah, blah. City after city after city. I didn't get into Cleveland. I didn't get into, we did Cincinnati. I didn't go into Houston, Texas. I didn't go into Dallas. I didn't go into Little Rock, Arkansas. Every one of those towns, I guarantee you, if you Google New Year's 2024 homicide, etc., you'll get January 1, first person kid, January 1. Got a lot of show today for you. And in there, appreciate you coming.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
An interesting story came up, and it has to do with a professor who got fired because he and his wife posted porn on some site. It's here in the article. We'll get to it in a second. But the reason I'm bringing this up is we have a difficult time talking about these types of topics, but this topic is one that I got to tell you, if you think about it in the long term, it does have some interesting things for us to consider. Kevin Jackson is here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Now, the first thing I'll tell you is this. I don't care about this professor in the sense that, well, academia is crazy. I think that anybody who wants to post their porn on a website is an idiot. I don't get it. You're a voyeur. Is it you throw yourself off? What is this? I get that we live in a time when it's easy to do. It, literally, you could pick up your phone, create your little porn thing, and then put it out there for the world to see. Why would you? Certain things, in my opinion, should remain private, and that's that. But am I the one who gets to dictate that? We live in a time where, I remember back in the old days, let's all reflect back. You jump in a Wayback Machine. You had Playboy, Penthouse, Hustler, whatever. Those are your periodicals. And then you had porn services that made, you know, I guess they were the big guns in that business. And it was a multi-million dollar business. It became a multi-billion dollar business. And now it's pretty much been decimated. I mean, think about it. I don't know that there's a, you know, there were theaters dedicated to this. Maybe there still are. I don't know. I was never that much into, you know, production porn, if you will. I think everybody's into porn. You have kids? Then you practice porn. Okay, you get what I'm saying? But I've never wanted to make it public, so to speak. And I've never been one to go, oh, this is cool. Let me go get a bunch of porn and watch it at my home, you know, or invite people over for it. So it's not been that thing for me. But I'm not telling you that it isn't for other people. So I don't want to put my values on other folks in that regard. But what I will say is this. It was sort of encapsulated. There were a few people doing it. You know, some companies were into the hard porn and others were into soft porn. And we gave it all these different iterations. And you could kind of pick your poison. And let's face it, Hollywood is a version of it. It determines what level we get. You could be PG-13 or you could go R or you could go X or you could go triple X. I don't know. How many X's could you go? In infinity X? I mean, how far is too far? And isn't that a matter of a person's personal sensibilities? And then, of course, we now live in a time where we've got to segment our porn because we've got all these different sexualities. So we've got gay porn, and I guess we've got hard gay porn, and then we've got soft gay porn. But don't we have a version of that anyway through Hollywood? I mean, a couple of guys kissing, and then other guys, you know, they having complete sex. For me, if I see two guys having sex, that's as hard as it gets. You know, that's infinity X because I don't really espouse to it. But again, I'm not trying to push my values on anybody else. But let me get back to this story. And the question I want to ask you as you evaluate what you're hearing is, can we hold people to standards? And who are the standard bearers? Because standards are what guide our behaviors. I would venture to say this to you. If somebody didn't hold you to a standard, you might get a little lax. I've told you guys stories of my life where and this one professor I had in high school, Dr. Hockaday, made me a better person by just practically putting the fear of God in me. If I got something wrong on a test, and he would just berate me in front of the whole class. And he did it enough times where I was like, this old rascal, you know, I mean, I didn't think he was racist, but I certainly thought he was somethingist. He was a Kevinist. He was against me. And so I was like, what is your deal with me? But then at the end of it, when he showed the level of pride he had and what he had created, because he was so hard on me, I got it. And it made me say to myself, he recognized it. He recognized what I didn't see. So, you know, the standards are there, and sometimes you don't even know what the standard is. But society holds us to it, and we ask ourselves, is this the new standard, or are we being too dictatorial, too sanctimonious? I don't believe we are, but I'll let you be the judge. So Dr. Joe Gal was let go of his position as a chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse, effective immediately. And they wrote this, in recent days, we learned of specific conduct by Dr. Gal that has subjected the university to significant reputational harm. His actions were abhorrent, according to the president of the University of Wisconsin, La Crosse. Gow and his wife, also a University of Wisconsin La Crosse professor, posted a series of videos on OnlyFans and other adult websites under the name Sexy Happy Couple. And the videos featured Gow and his wife, obviously, having sex. Now, they said there's no evidence that the gals use any of the university's time, equipment, or office space to make the videos. They did this as private citizens. And this is why I bring this question to you, is because as conservatives, we've got to challenge ourselves. We've got to ask ourselves, well, is this right or wrong? Should this guy be fired? I'll be honest with you. I don't have an answer. I'm curious what you think. My initial response is, if you're going to work for an organization, they probably have a list of standards. I know this was what it was with Fox. You had a thing that said, you're not going to go out and mess up the reputation of Fox. Meaning, we're going to hire you, and then we're going to hold you to a standard. And I'll tell you what Roger Ailes said to me. He told me, Kevin, respect the brand. And that was it. He didn't tell me how to do it. He just said, here's the deal. Respect the brand. If you do anything to disrespect the brand, then we're going to, you know, we'll let you go. Now, I didn't do that. He fired me over, you know, my comment about the Kavanaugh accusers being lying skanks, and they are. So I completely respected the brand. The brand didn't respect me. But in everything that I did, I said, I've got to understand that there's a little piece of me that is representing Fox News. I was on the payroll. They took withholding taxes out of my check. So I was like, okay, I have a responsibility. But I also have a responsibility to deliver what they want me to deliver. And I will do that. But I do have a responsibility to them. Anyway, Gal said, he defended his thing. He says, my wife and I are very grateful to have the right to create and publish books and videos that explore consensual adult sexuality. And this takes me back to, I forget the name of the company that the two people, there was a man and a woman, and they did the definitive sort of this book at the time. This was back in the 50s and 60s on sexuality, mostly regarding women. And you'd know it if I said it, the names, because it was synonymous with it. And I can't recall what it is right now, but they were synonymous with it. And they had to explore sexuality, and it is a subject that should be explored. It deserves it. But I don't know that I would recommend doing it this way necessarily. But he says, we're disappointed that the Board of Regents have not given us a public hearing about this. Curious as to your thoughts.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. North Korea helping supply the Russians with ballistic missiles as that country ramps up its war against Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that
Russia launched multiple North Korean ballistic missiles into Ukraine, including as part of its overnight aerial attack.
In response, the U.S. is rolling out additional sanctions against entities facilitating the arms transfers. Kirby also called on Congress to provide funding to Ukraine. An American and his two daughters among those dead in a plane crash that happened in the Caribbean this week. According to investigators in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, a single-engine plane left around noon Thursday on a flight to St. Lucia and quickly began experiencing difficulties. It was only moments after takeoff before the plane was careening into the ocean. The Americans have been identified as 51-year-old Christian Klepser and his two daughters, ages 10 and 12. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Your faith is under attack. Whatever that faith is, it could be your faith in conservatism, it could be your faith in a higher power, as I have, and many of you listening to the program. But your faith is under attack. I think of conservatism as its own faith, because for me, when I think of conservative, I think Judeo-Christian conservative, and in my case, Christian conservative. I don't separate the two, because anybody that is searching for the truth is probably has some a basis in spirituality that goes beyond worshiping, you know, Mother Earth and all that, but believes in a higher power, a deity, something that created all of us, because we didn't just come from nothing. It's too convenient to say, oh, well, it just, you know, formed out of dust particles and, you know, it, you know, whatever. Whatever the left wants to have you believe. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So when I talk about you're under attack, your religious beliefs, your spiritual beliefs, your core beliefs, your ethical, your moral beliefs are under attack, they are. And I'm going to use Chick-fil-A as the first example, because there's a state that wants to force Chick-fil-A to open on Sundays. Now, they have a policy that says we have a faith-based system, so we don't want our employees working on Sunday. It's against our religion. And there's a state that says, okay, so what? You have a business, and we want to require you to open that business. No reason, just because. Now, is that not enough evidence to prove how stupid leftists are? Okay, I don't know what you do for a living, but let's say you mow yards, and you say, I'm not going to mow yards on Sunday. And somebody comes to your house, knocks on the door and says, hey, I'd like you to mow my yard. And it's on a Sunday. And you go, I tell you what, can you check back with me on Monday? No, you will mow my yard today. Now, I don't know about you, but if I mowed their yard, it would be by holding this person by the butt and having them eat their own grass. Because I'm not going to do anything I don't want to do, but I'll have you do it. Here's the point. How can you make someone do something? What gives government or anybody else the right to say, you've got a business and I will tell you how to run your business? See, that's fascism. I'll tell you how to run your business. There's no reason to force a company to open. None. Would you want to have a business if somebody could come along and say, you're going to do business when I tell you to do business? Remember when Pelosi wanted her hair done and she called her hairdresser? While everybody else the hairdresser couldn't do business on her own. But Pelosi said, you know what, why don't you open your salon because I need to get my hair done? I can't let people see what I really look like. You think she did the same thing for her Botox doctor? The reason to have a business is because you want to control when you go to work. You want to control the type of work that you do. If I don't want to bake your gay cake, I shouldn't have to bake it. Anyway, this person's name is Simone, wants to command Chick-fil-A to violate its own practice of not opening its doors on Sunday so that employees are free to worship or not as they choose and to spend time with their families and get rest or relaxation, whatever they decide they want to do. Now, in this particular location, it's in New York, there are 27 service stops on this New York transit thing. And there are, I don't know if you've ever driven that corridor they're talking about, but you can stop along the way and there's multiple restaurants in there. But on Sunday, it's like, I don't know if you go to the strip mall or wherever, little mall where Chick-fil-A's are. There are many choices. There are many restaurants that want to be right next to Chick-fil-A. And they love it on Sunday because people forget and go there on Sunday and they go, oh, man, okay, Panda Express. They love it. And also, if it's packed, because a lot of times it is, you'll choose In-N-Out or you'll choose Panda Express. I know those for a fact because I know those are two that like to be opened by Chick-fil-A. Being by Chick-fil-A can be good for your business. Just don't be a chicken joint. So, but think about this. There are choices. It isn't like you can't eat somewhere else on Sunday on this transit route where there's these 27 service stops. Hot meals are available from various companies, and most of them are chains, and they're happy that Chick-fil-A is there, especially on Sunday. And folks, I'm talking Panera, Dunkin' Donuts, Burger King. They don't have any qualms about being open on Sunday. Chick-fil-A has a loyal following because the pious among us say, you know what? Good for them in letting people honor their religion and giving them that day to go to church and do whatever, giving them the weekend that day. I think it's great. Same with Hobby Lobby and many of these other companies. Let me put it this way. Who's hurt by this? Are the employees complaining? The only people complaining, you know who complains the most? We chicken lovers. I don't know how many times Melissa and I have gone, ooh, let's go get a chicken. Ah, it's Sunday. No! We're the ones complaining. We want that delicious, succulent chicken, and it's not available on there. So maybe I'll settle for Popeyes. But the point is, I don't get mad at Chick-fil-A. Congratulations. How many businesses don't open on Monday? I know some. A lot of the Chinese joints I go to, we close on Monday. We close Monday. And trust me, I've had a hankering for some Chinese and wanted to go to my favorite little Chinese joint, or haunt rather, and it's closed. And I go, oh, man, I forgot they're closed on Monday. And God, they close on like a Tuesday? Who can remember that you're closed on Tuesday? But why can I force them to be open? This is lack of convenience that I had a hankering for some of your Chinese food and you're there to be closed on Monday or Tuesday or whatever day you choose. What about a holiday? Can I make you open on a holiday? Look, this is a nuisance lawsuit. This is a nuisance suit. It's got no, they're not going to win it. They don't even want to win it. This is just about an attack on your values. And it's driving me crazy. Right now, I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but the Methodist Church doesn't want to use, this is the Methodist Church of England. They don't want to, they've declared husband and wife offensive. The Methodist Church of Great Britain, they write, has called on its ministers, deacons, and elders to stop using offensive terminology such as husband and wife. What about brother and sister? What about niece and nephew? What about aunt and uncle? Grandma, grandpa? Are those offensive? They said these things make assumptions about people. They want you to avoid to making assumptions. And this is not the reality for many people. Let me put it to you this way. If you go up to a kid who's this only child and you say, "What's up, my brother?" Are you messing with their reality? They said the church wants its leaders to begin using terms such as partner, child, and parent as a way of recognizing that relationships come in many varied expressions. Look, I'll tell you this. Many times, we've talked about this on this very program. Many times I have misgendered or maybe I thought you were married and you weren't. Like, is this your husband? No, we're just dating. It's a little awkward. Oh, well, okay, great. I don't even go, well, when you get married, I don't even do that. Because I figure that's your own business. But if I go, hey, is this your spouse, significant other? What? Sometimes I'll even do it as a multiple choice, just to be on the safe side. This your brother, your spouse, your father, your significant other, your adopted brother, your boss? You know, does any of that fit? But guessing, is this your husband? Is that offensive if it isn't your husband? No, we're dating. Or no, just it's my brother, it's my cousin, it's my boss. Okay. It's just a little clarity. But see, I know what's happened. The left wants everybody offended. If you're offended, then you're off kilter. You won't question anything. So this person's saying, well, you can't say husband and wife. That's offensive. Well, it may be offensive to you, but I'm going to say it. I don't care if you want to be defensive about it, that's up to you. Is this your husband? Is that your wife? I'm offended. Offended about what? Be offended. They want you off kilter. That's the that's what they do with language, is they want you to always feel like you can't say the right thing. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You know you bite your tongue when you bring up certain topics. I hardly have a conversation these days where it doesn't happen. Stay strong in your faith.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Vivek Ramaswamy gave an interesting answer to racism and sexism and all the various isms. I don't think we have the clip, but I'll paraphrase it by saying, and I'll actually discuss it because I don't even want to paraphrase it. I'll tell you kind of what he said in a minute, but I want to just kind of cut to the chase. That is there a point where a subject is no longer a subject? So, for example, racism. Because here's what the left will do. They'll say, well, Kevin, surely you can admit that racism exists in America. And that to me is a trap question. That's like saying, surely you can admit that bestiality is a practice in America. Okay. You know, I mean, I guess most of the people I know marry humans. But, you know, occasionally I'm sure somebody does want to marry their farm animal. You know, but I wouldn't make it an issue. So the point is this, there's a time, whether you look at it from a business perspective where we use the old 80-20 rule, and I could give you examples where I worked with companies, and I'll use one for as a real example. There was a company that was making about $2 million a year, and it was 20% of their business. This is when I was doing what's called SMB, small, medium business. Now, I take it back, it was $20 million a year. $20 million a year was roughly 20% of their business, but it was a lot of customers, and it was the worst part of their business. And so they were four times larger, 80 million, with only 20% of their client base. But they didn't want to give up that 20 million because as a $100 million company, it was a magic number for them. This was many, many years ago when 100 million was a nice size, small, medium business. Anyway, we went in and did an evaluation. I said, yeah, this 20% of your business is taking up 80% of your time. And I said, if you're willing to drop that 20% of your business temporarily and focus your 80% of your time back on your existing clients, our belief is you will grow your core business with 20% of your clients, and you will more than make up for that 20% that you're losing, that $20 million. In fact, we think you'll double it. You'll improve the clients, the customer service, if you will, of the existing good clients, not these difficult ones that you keep doing these specials for, and life will be good for you. And they did it, and it actually ended up being much better than they thought. They were actually able to expand the existing client base, the product mix, to where, you know, and by the way, bring in new clients. But it's difficult to want to do that. It's difficult for people to make that kind of a change. So let me pivot back to Vivek, and what is the amount of racism that we go, okay, we no longer need it. We need to excise this. Well, if your company, let's say, using that analogy I did a minute ago, if you've got 20% of a problem, it's significant, but you could probably excise it. You could say it doesn't define us. If 80% of our culture is not racist, I think we would agree we're overwhelmingly not racist. Now, here's what I will tell you. The amount of racism that we really deal with in this country is a lot less than that. In fact, I would venture to tell you that racism, as we see it, is probably less than 1% of your actual time. If that, it's actually fractional. It's probably like 0.1 or 0.01%. You don't deal with racism on a routine basis. That's true of 99.9% of the people in this country. Now, there are people who go, oh, well, this happened to me and it was racist. I didn't get the job, it was racist. I didn't get the job, it was sexist, or whatever. But the fact is, it doesn't impact you. You didn't get the job because you suck. You're not good at what you do. You don't know how to interview. Your resume wasn't right. You didn't prepare. You really aren't qualified. There's a lot of reasons you didn't get it, but it's not going to be racism, generally speaking, or sexism or any other ism. Probably just your attitude. If there's something that we need to work on, it's attitudism in America. Anyway, Vivek made the comment that if you look at all these isms, there comes a point where you just need to ignore it. Sexism in America. Really? So explain to me what women can't accomplish and who's keeping them down. You know, there's no answer. If you press a feminist and say, well, what is it you can't accomplish? I could do anything. Okay, then fine. Then why are you complaining? Ask the average black person, what can you accomplish? Well, man, the man keeping me down. Who is it? Who's keeping you down? Do you have a picture? You got a cell phone, right? Surely you have a picture of the man that's keeping you down. You get what I'm saying? There's a point where we need to quit talking about it. We're done. I'm not going to have any more discussions about your the LGBT community. We get it's unfair. How so? How so? I see you everywhere. You've completely dominated the lexicon. We got all kinds of lingo that, you know, most people over 50 years old don't even know what it means. Well, my intersectionality, my cisgenderism, and I'm gender fluid. What's all that? Gender fluid? Is that a drink? Is that a soft drink? We don't know what the heck is going on. And that's, it's intentional, by the way. But there is good news. Because Vivek is right. Most people go, man, the only time racism, sexism, homophobia, whatever comes up is with politics. Because it's not coming up anywhere else. We are surrounded by all the freaks and the you whatever you want to call it, and nobody cares. As far as I'm concerned, everybody's a freak. You're a freak if you are on the up and up. You do a button-up suit and tie, and you decide that marriage is between a man and a woman, and you have one woman that you've been with your entire life or adult life or whatever. You've never been divorced. I mean, isn't that as big a freak as anything else? I want to move on because I want to talk about what these tech giants have done and what's happening to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Tech giants like Google and Meta have slashed diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the 2023 despite their commitments following the 2020 BLM protest and riot. According to data provided by Job Insight and cited by CNBC, DEI-related job postings in 2023 declined 44%. In November of 2023, the last full month for which data was available, DEI job postings dropped 23% year over year. Layoff at Google and Meta also included employees who held leadership roles and Black Employee Resource Groups, ERGs is what they're called. Davika Breege, CEO of Breege, the Gap Consulting, which works with tech companies, DEI efforts, told CNBC that some of the companies have cut nearly 90% of their DEI budget by mid-year 2023. Hallelujah. If you don't think that what you do matters, this is what I'm talking about. They go on to say this. When George Floyd began to become the topic of conversations, companies and executives doubled down on their commitments. And here we are only a couple of years later and folks are looking for opportunities to cut those teams. Let me tell you what's happening, white folks. All right, you ready? All these companies came in and said, ooh, we better respond to this George Floyd thing. And they essentially injected cancer into their companies. And it didn't take 2 years before they figured out this is a disaster. They said Melinda Brianna Epler, the founder and CEO of Empovia, said that the cuts in DEI in 2023 were stark compared to previous years. She says, whenever there is an economic turndown in tech, some of the first budgets that are cut are in DEI. But I don't think we've seen such a stark contrast as this year. I know why. I've already told you. Any company that is looking at DEI and it is a serious thing as part of their, quote, ESG, you should take your money out of. They said the layoffs come just 3 years following the boom in DEI initiatives that came during the BLM protests and riots. Now, if you read my book, Race Pimping, which I wrote in, 2009? You will see, 2013. You will see I predicted every single thing you're talking about here. I said, watch the look at the proliferation of this nonsense. It was being taught in colleges and universities. And I said, where are these people going to go? They had to create this. They created their own ecosystem. But see, companies are smart. They know for every dollar that we put out there, we've got to have a return on investment. And they finally woke up.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.